Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for NMI Holdings Inc., also known by its ticker, NMIH. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you're in the right place. Today we're diving deep into this player in the insurance space, specifically in the private mortgage insurance industry, to see if it's a stock worth adding to your portfolio. I'll break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for NMI Holdings while keeping things engaging with insights on recent performance, financials, and future potential. Let's get started. Overview of NMI Holdings Inc. For those who might not be super familiar with NMI Holdings, let me give you the quick rundown. This company, through its subsidiary National MI, is a key player in the private mortgage insurance game, operating within the broader financial services sector. They provide coverage to lenders and investors for losses related to borrower defaults on residential mortgage loans, essentially acting as a safety net in the housing market. Based in the U.S., they've carved out a solid niche in an industry that's closely tied to real estate trends and economic cycles. With a decent market cap and a workforce dedicated to navigating this specialized field, they're not a household name like some tech giants, but they're significant in their space. Now let's talk about what's been happening with them lately and set the stage for our SWOT analysis. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, NMI Holdings has been making some noise with their third quarter 2025 earnings call, which dropped some pretty interesting insights. They reported strong financial results with robust revenue and profitability metrics that caught my eye. Performance-wise, while I won't bore you with exact numbers, let's just say their short-term and medium-term returns over the past few months have been showing some positive momentum compared to industry averages in the insurance sector. Over the longer haul, like the past 5 years, they've held their ground, though not without some volatility tied to housing market fluctuations. There's also chatter in the news about their strategic moves to maintain a competitive edge, but they're not immune to broader economic headwinds. So with that in mind, let's dive into the meat of this analysis and see what makes NMI Holdings tick and what could trip them up. SWOT analysis for NMI Holdings Inc. Strengths: solid financial performance. Let's kick things off with a big win. Based on the latest earnings call for Q3 2025, NMI Holdings is posting strong revenue and net income figures. Their profitability margins, especially gross and net profit margins, are looking healthy compared to industry norms, which tells me they're managing their costs well and generating solid returns for shareholders. Strong return metrics. Digging into their key metrics, their return on equity and return on invested capital are impressive. This shows they're efficiently using shareholder money and capital to drive growth, which is music to the ears of any long-term investor looking for sustainable value. Liquidity and balance sheet stability. Their current and quick ratios are in a good spot, indicating they've got enough liquid assets to cover short-term liabilities. Plus, their cash and equivalents on the balance sheet provide a nice cushion, which is always a plus in an industry sensitive to economic downturns. Operational cash flow. Another feather in their cap is the strong operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers from recent cash flow statements. This means they're generating real cash from their core business, not just paper profits, which is a green flag for reinvestment or weathering any storms. Weaknesses: debt levels raise an eyebrow. Now let's not sugarcoat everything. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly low, and while it's not at crisis levels, it's something to watch. Carrying a notable amount of debt in a sector tied to interest rates and economic cycles could become a burden if borrowing costs rise or if the housing market takes a hit. Dependence on housing market cycles. Speaking of the housing market, NMI Holdings' business model is heavily tied to residential mortgages. If we see a slowdown in home buying or a spike in defaults, think back to past recessions, that could directly impact their revenue and claims payouts. It's a structural weakness they can't fully escape. Competitive pressures highlighted. Even in their latest earnings call, management acknowledged the competitive landscape in private mortgage insurance. They're not the only player in town, and fighting for market share could squeeze margins over time if they have to lower premiums or offer more favorable terms to lenders. Opportunities. Housing market recovery or growth. On the flip side, if the housing market continues to stabilize or even boom, especially with potential interest rate cuts on the horizon, NMI Holdings could see a surge in demand for mortgage insurance. More home loans mean more policies, and that's a straightforward growth driver for them. Strategic expansion or innovation. The earnings call hinted at efforts to stay ahead of the curve, possibly through tech-driven underwriting or expanding product offerings. If they can innovate or capture more market share, especially in underserved segments of the mortgage market, that could be a game changer for long-term growth. Favorable valuation metrics. Let's talk numbers for a sec. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, looks reasonable compared to historical averages for the industry. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the stock isn't overpriced for the growth potential, giving investors a potential entry point if other fundamentals align. Geographic or product diversification. While most of their revenue is US-focused, as seen in geographic segment data, there's room to explore new regions or related insurance products. If they can diversify their revenue streams, it could reduce reliance on a single market and boost resilience. Threats, macroeconomic uncertainties. Let's get real. Management themselves flagged this in the Q3 2025 call. Broader economic challenges like inflation, rising interest rates, or a potential recession could dampen housing demand and increase default risks. That's a direct threat to their core business, and it's something no amount of internal strength can fully shield against. Regulatory risks. The insurance sector, especially mortgage insurance, is subject to tight regulation. Any changes in policy, whether it's capital requirements or underwriting standards, could increase costs or limit their ability to write new business. It's a lurking threat that long-term investors need to keep on their radar. Industry underperformance risk. While NMI Holdings is holding up well, the broader insurance industry within the financial sector has shown mixed performance trends over various timeframes. If sector-wide challenges intensify, like increased claims or pricing wars, it could drag down even strong players like them. Interest rate sensitivity. Finally, with their debt load and the nature of their business, rising interest rates could hit them from two angles: higher borrowing costs and reduced mortgage originations as homebuyers get priced out. It's a double whammy that could test their resilience in the coming quarters. Key insights for long-term investors. All right, let's tie some of this together before we wrap up. For those of you playing the long game, NMI Holdings shows a mixed bag. On one hand, their financials are rock solid right now, with strong profitability and cash flow that could support growth or even shareholder returns down the line. But, and this is a big but, their reliance on the housing market means you're indirectly betting on real estate trends and economic stability. Short term, I'm intrigued by their forward PE ratio. It's not screaming buy now, but it's not overvalued either, so there might be a window for entry if you time it right. Medium term, keep an eye on how they handle competition and whether they can push through any innovative strategies management hinted at in the earnings call. Long term, it's all about whether they can diversify their risk, geographically or product-wise, to smooth out the bumps of economic cycles. Conclusion and closing thoughts. So, where does NMI Holdings Inc. stand in the grand scheme of your portfolio? From a long-term investment perspective, they've got a strong foundation with their financial performance and operational efficiency, but the risks tied to macroeconomic conditions and the housing market can't be ignored. If you're bullish on real estate and believe in a stable or growing economy over the next decade, this could be a sleeper hit in the insurance space. However, if you're wary of interest rate hikes or a potential slowdown, you might want to tread cautiously or wait for a better entry point. Ultimately, it's about balancing their proven strengths against the very real threats on the horizon. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments. I'd love to hear your take. And if you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more deep dives like this. Check out MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our bullet point swap breakdowns on the platform. Keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.